I can still remember the first musical theater I ever saw. It was the late 1960s. Oklahoma. I did not react positively. I live on a farm, I remember thinking. I never saw anybody singing and dancing. With maybe the exception of Stan Hurd's crop images, agriculture and art don't often overlap in Kansas. But there's a new exhibit of photographs of Kansas farmers at the Spencer Museum of Art on the KU campus. The photographs are by Wichita State professor and longtime Kansas photographer Larry Schwarm. The exhibit is accompanied by a book of 50 photographs edited by the Spencer's Kate Meyer. The book and the exhibit capture much about the current state of farming in Kansas. Some photos are from small family farms depicting the joys and the trials of a way of life that is far less common than it used to be. Some of the photos are from bigger, more industrial farms. The unmistakable contrast shows how farming is changing, from abandoned equipment in one photograph to a tractor guided by GPS in another. Water and the role of irrigation in Kansas agriculture form something of a subtext of the book. The book also reveals some of the artistic features of farming. A photo of a grain pile shows the different colors of Milo, layered one atop the other like an impressionist painting. Other photos capture the geometric patterns on the land made by planting and harvesting, graceful lines and curves created by cultivating the ground. Larry Schwarm grew up on a farm outside of Greensburg in Kiowa County, down in south central Kansas. He knows some things about farming, so his photos are well-informed, not the result of some short, breathless excursion out west. Schwarm may not be a farmer, but he's kept connections to farming. One of the book's first photos is his mother and father outside their farmhouse. Maybe none of this matters to you. Why do we even need an exhibit and a book about farming photography, you might ask? Well, here's why. Agriculture is one of the state's dominant enterprises. It has shaped our history and culture. Kansans think of themselves as a rural people, but they're not. More than half the state's population lives in only 5 out of 105 counties. We are an urban people. Kansas may be the wheat state, producing lots of corn and cattle and soybeans too, but what most of us don't know about farming is a lot. And just about every day, the urban counties grow in population and the rural ones shrink. As we get farther removed from the land, we need an informed, unromanticized understanding of farming and its impact on this place. Schwarm does that. He captures the challenges and the complexities of a changing way of life. He sees the aesthetic appeal of an occupation that is generally viewed through the lenses of economics. He shows us the sky, the feedlots, the little towns, and maybe most important, the faces of farmers. They may not be singing or dancing, but sometimes they see the art in what they do, and so does Larry Schwarm.